Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Welcome to Thursday. It's almost the weekend. Hope everybody's having an amazing day. I see I have callers. I'll be with you in a minute. Let me set the show up a little bit, kind of give you what's going on with me, and then I'll take a couple calls, and we'll go from there. Okay, and I have some articles. Let me start the show with an Abraham quote, and also a little bit's going on with me this morning. I woke up, you know, dreams affect us and get us into a mood. And I had this dream that was very frustrating, and it's kind of a reoccurring dream pattern, which I haven't figured out yet. And I've studied dream interpretation, and I've worked through the symbolisms of dreams and the issues. And there's something I'm holding on to that I haven't quite identified with this particular dream. So, or dream sequence, or because it's the same pattern. So it left me in a state a little bit of anxiety this morning, a little frustrated. So I had to work through that. I'm still working through it, and it's been kind of crazy. And then I got frustrated with the thing I was doing on the website that I'm working on, which is the magazine, trying to do some updates and so forth, and trying to install certain things on there which aren't cooperating. So I got into this state of, oh no, what's going on here? So I did meditate, and I use, and what I, today for me in meditation, there's certain sounds that work really well to get into a calmer, more peaceful state, because that's the area, that's the state I've been trying to reach, is peace. And so what I did today to get there was I meditated to chants by Krishna Das, the Hare Krishna chant for one. And so that kind of sound and vibration helps me get into a peaceful state. So everybody has their own ways of getting there. That helped me a lot to kind of get into a deeper state where I was able to reach a higher my own higher consciousness, which helped me. So, but I'm still kind of the computer thing is still driving me nuts, and I'll figure it out. Sometimes you have to step away from things and then come back and approach them later to make things work. Kind of difficult at times, right? Kind of difficult. Okay, so let me take some calls. Let me do a quote that I think is really, really good to set the tone for the show. Now, I set up in the show, we're going to talk about our past lives, and we're going to talk about, see if there's any people that have passed, either family members, friends, famous people that want to come in and give advice. I always like to do that because, you know, it's like, it just feels for whoever's calling in, if their great-grandmother is giving them advice, it seems to have more impact, okay? I don't know why it does, but it's like your mother saying, do this, do that, right? Okay, so this is an excerpt from an Abraham quote from 1997, April 12th, and I like this one. And let me go through it, and then I'll take some calls in a minute. Your work is to go forth, or our purpose, our work, okay? I'm going to paraphrase and editorialize as I go through this, because this is really a significant statement from the Abraham material, and it really goes down to our bottom line, why we're here in a lifetime. Your work is to go forth into this physical environment, you know, human environment, right? Looking for things, and it could be looking for things to do, things in our lives, things to attach ourselves to, would be work, purpose, whatever you call it, right? That are a vibrational match to joy, and then connecting to source energy, God, okay? But and I would say that, I would throw the word to love. Vibrational match to joy, to love, to God, to the universe, to spirit, to whoever your higher power is. So looking for things that are a vibrational match to that energy, and then following with inspired action. Simple principle. Very simple principle, but if we live by this principle, we would be, well, I'm going to get into an article about happy, we would be happy, because we're not chasing our tail, we're not chasing after things that don't feel good, we're matching up with things that feel good in our lives, and connecting, and then listening to the energies from higher powers, from the universe, to do what we need to do to make that happen. So it's like, okay, I'm going to attach myself to this because it feels really, really good, and it feels good. And then I'm going to listen for inspired action because I'm in a feel-good state. It's a very simple principle, but we miss it. I miss it. You miss it. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're in a better state than I'm in. But it's a very simple principle, and something that if we can just go by that principle, looking for things that feel good in our lives, whether it be work, whether it be pleasures, or the things that we enjoy doing, and then connecting with higher power, God, source, and then waiting for inspired action, inspired direction to what to do in our lives. Simple. Not always easy, but simple. Okay? So let me take a couple calls. We'll talk more about happiness. A nice article on happiness. And I got a nice article from Pam Grote I think I'd want to cover too. So we'll see which time I have to do all that. Hello?
Hi, George. How are
Hello?
You?
Hello. I'm doing well. I'm much better than I was this morning. Dreams can really set the tone for a day. If you have a really, really great dream and you wake up, kind of go, whoa, that was fun. And then that I had a dream. And I won't get into my thing, but yeah, sometimes you have to rechange the tone of your morning because of something that affected you like a dream. Okay, so what's going on with you today?
Yeah. Am I allowed to ask a non-past life related
question?
Yeah,
you can ask anything you want. You can ask anything you want.
Sure, thank you. So I spoke to you about buying a car last week. So thanks for the tip. So I went and paid a deposit to collect the car this Saturday. The question I had was, the salesman is trying to sell me a used car warranty for 3 years, which is called Safe and Sound Ultimate Car Warranty. It is a bit expensive. It's about $900 for 3 years. Do you think I really need it? Will it be worth it?
Okay.
Or should I not go for it?
Let me ask you, and I'm doing this from a place of being in the business, not only psychic. Okay, I was in the car business years ago. Now I'll ask you a couple of questions about the warranty. First of all, the car, how many miles are on the car? Kilometers.
About 26 miles, not too much, and it's 4 years old, 2011 model.
So it's outside of the manufacturer's warranty because it's at 4 years, right?
It is. Yes, it is.
And what does the warranty cover? It's primarily warranties like that. The engine, the transmission, and related items. The brake. Not so much any maintenance items like brakes and oil changes and all that sort of thing. Okay?
Yeah.
Would I do it for $900 for a warranty that's only going to for 3 years that doesn't cover regular maintenance on the car? What kind of car is it? A BMW?
It is a BMW. It's
okay, let me
it
ask Spirit. I'm going to ask Spirit. I'm going to ask the spirit guides of cars, okay, on this one, a yes or no.
Sure.
I have to do this. And I'll see you get a yes or no for you, okay? Should you get this warranty? Because
okay.
I'm going to get my little ego car mind out of the way with my experience in the car business out of the way for a moment and just let Spirit talk to you. Should you get the warranty, yes or no? I'm getting really a no. I'm getting a no, okay?
All right.
The reason I'm asking that, and the reason kind of what I hear is, take the $900, okay, put it in the bank, okay, put it in account. This is for my car repairs for the next whatever, and add to it slowly, and you will not spend the $900 because if it only has 20 something thousand miles on it, most likely you're not going to have a major like repair in the next 3 years on your car. Okay? If you had 60 or 70,000 miles on your car, I would say yes. If you had 60 or 70,000, I would say yes, do it. But you only have 20-something thousand miles on the car?
Yes, yeah.
No, not at this point in time. And And if you look into the manufacturer's warranty on these cars, and you might want to check this because this comes into my head either from Spirit or History, the car is already covered under Southern drivetrain warranties for 100,000 miles.
Right.
And from the manufacturer, okay?
Okay.
I would check on that in the owner's manual, but you'll see that there's like generally a 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty for drivetrain, like the engine.
Okay.
VW, but the answer is no for right now. Okay.
Okay, and apart
from
the warranty,
bad things. Just that you have too few miles for that. But I really hear that there's an extended warranty based on a manufacturer's warranty for a longer period of time on the drivetrain, and double check that. Okay? Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Right.
Yes, I understand. And apart from the warranty bit, do you see me being safe with the car and the car being safe with me? Because I had two accidents in the last 3 years. One was my one wasn't mine.
I give you yes, and the reason I get this is because this vehicle for you feels like something that's very important, and you're going to put a lot of value in it, right?
That is right, but I'm a passive driver as well, which is not good.
Yeah, but I get a really thing that you will be more cautious with this car. Okay, that's just your energy. You will be more cautious. You want to protect this car.
Yes, I will. Thank you, George.
You'll change your habits a little bit to protect this car.
Yes, I will. I just got a reading from you, so I'll get in touch with you later to schedule a time with you. Convenient.
Okay.
Mutually convenient time.
Okay,
thanks,
very
bye.
Good. Take care. All right.
And you, bye.
Yes, car. You know, I had to separate myself. I was in the car business for a number of years in sales management, finance, all that stuff. I worked for Saturn, which was kind of, at the time, a very good company. It was a low pressure, you know, wasn't a grinder type of business. Car business can be very grinder, if you know what I mean by that. You know, whatever it takes to get you into a car, right? Whatever it takes to get you, what will it take today to get you in this car kind of attitude? And we didn't kind of play that out, which is good. Kind of crazy, huh? Whatever it takes. Some people sail that. Never mind. I'm going to go to my other experiences. Let go of the car business for a moment and take another call on a different subject.
Hello,
oops.
George.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're there, and I'm here,
oh,
and your name
great.
Is?
I'm Nancy.
Nancy, what's going on today?
Oh, not much. I was just hoping maybe you had some messages from Spirit, pretty much how to move forward in my life now.
Okay. My volume's not working. I'm trying to hear you because it's low. Okay, so you know that I'm going to talk to dead people tonight. People from
waking up.
And get messages from that versus just, okay?
Okay.
So that's what I was trying to reach into today. I'm getting a female energy for you, okay?
Okay.
And it's back a couple generations. It doesn't necessarily feel like a grandmother type, but it feels off to the side, like an aunt or something like that, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we're going back a couple generations. We're not, you know, like not your mother's sister, but we'd be back a little ways from beyond that, okay?
Okay.
But it feels like on your paternal side, not your maternal side.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. I don't know why I get all that, but that's what I get. So you can tell me I'm crazy, but that's what I get. Okay, so what it's really funny in your case. It's not just one energy. It's not just one path. It's like a them sitting around in a little table going, so what shall we tell her today? You know, it's like, it's really kind of cute. It's like, okay, there's a group of them. It's not just one.
Okay.
It's fun. So what are they trying to tell you? What's your biggest issue in your life? And you're making too big of an issue out of it. That's what I hear. You're making too big of an issue out of it. That seems kind of ridiculous. But what is it? What's going on?
Oh, I'm retired now, and I'm just kind of in the process of reinventing my life and doing
okay.
the things that I really
okay.
love to do. Kind of.
Okay, so I think what they're trying to tell you is just relax in that. It'll naturally flow to you. the stepping stones of what to do next will be flowing to you. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to get caught up in what am I going to do next. Like, you don't have to be calling psychics to ask them, what am I going to do next, right?
Right.
It's going to flow to you. It's because you're finding in your life following the passions that they've been trying to push you to do for years. That's what they're saying to me. You're finally at a place where you get to follow the passions in your life that whoever has been pushing you to do. You ever get this urgings to do stuff in your life, but you go, oh, I can't do that now.
Yes, sometimes.
That's what I'm hearing is, now it's time to do that stuff, whatever that is. Okay. So what do you want to do? What's your calling?
Actually, I'm a retired mental health nurse, and now I want to get more into alternative healing and metaphysics because I've always been attracted to metaphysics all my life.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
You don't know yet, do you? So let's narrow that down a little bit and see what they have to say to you about what to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, really, what I'm hearing for you is, yeah, you've had all this training in mental health and all this sort of thing, and you have all this background in medicine. Obviously, you can't just throw that off the shelf and say, I'll never use any of that again. But in the spiritual application of yourself, it's helping people to do self-healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Self-healing.
Okay.
Mind over body. Mind and body cooperation.
Right. Okay.
And introducing the spiritual component to that, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you reading or studying right now that'll kind of gear you in that direction?
Okay. Well, I've already taken Reiki 2. You know, I've taken my courses there. I'm trying to see if I should enter a school in alternative health.
If you're doing Reiki, what I'm sensing for you, and this is going to go off and on and on and on about this whole subject because I've been reading a lot, and I've studied Reiki from two different methodologies, I guess a good word for it, and what I'm kind of getting for you is understanding or getting to the scientific aspect of why it works.
Mm.
Because you're affecting people with Reiki and energy at the molecular level. So you need to get an in tune with how that works. What you're really doing to the body. Not just, ooh, this is some marvelous energy that's coming down. No, it's really person, right?
I'm sorry, you broke up.
You're analytical.
At times, yes.
No, see, that what I'm sensing from you, if you're using this alternative healing, you need to understand how it processes in the body, how it's actually affecting the body, how it really is working with the cells, how it's working at that energy level, that quantum level. I would study quantum and the effects on energy on the quantum level if I was you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
that'll
give you a really good understanding of what you're trying to do with people. Then you can visualize with them, okay, that's what I get, visualize with them the effect that, so help them to visualize what it's doing to their body.
Okay.
So you understand what I'm saying?
No, I do understand, yes, because I am.
Yeah, because it's like if you're doing this hands-on work with people, it's helping them to visualize this was what I'm doing and this is what it's doing at this level, and you can use illustrations or something that they can grasp that, okay, we're going to visualize this together and you're going to see what it's doing and feel what it's doing to your body to help you, to heal you, what it's doing to your cells.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In other words, helping others to heal themselves. Yes.
Yeah, but you're mm-hmm. kind of kickstarting the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the healer in the sense of you're just a conduit for healing, right?
Exactly. Right.
So this is a really good thing for you, but I would delve into how this works, how this energy works in the body at that level, that molecular level, and so that people can understand it. And they can visualize it, because if they can visualize it, they can see it, they can feel it happening within them, then they'll heal faster.
Okay.
They have to buy into the program. You know, they have to believe what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I'm saying? Because I've read a lot on the placebo effect and how the placebo effect works in both energy and pills and all that sort of thing. And a lot of studies have shown that if the person, even taking a placebo, a pill for whatever disease, right, if they believe in the doctor or whoever giving it, if they have faith in the person giving them the pill, they'll heal faster, even if it's a placebo. Then even a person who's kind of skeptical about the placebo, I don't know, you know, even they think it's a real pill, but if they believe it's the doctor, whatever they're being given, have faith in that. That speeds up the healing process.
Absolutely. No, I agree trust. With that.
It's a trust thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you can do the same thing with what you're doing. You just got to get them to buy into believing what you're doing is going to help them. And that's why I'm saying, that's why I'm getting this message about the approach is help them to understand what it does to the body and how the energy works in the body to help them heal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense, yeah.
I think it'd work really well for you because you have that analytical side and that technical side to understand all this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Go for it. You'll do well.
Well, thank you.
You'll absolutely do well because you are an authority from your background.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Got it.
You have an authority about you that people can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, thank you
Do
so
it.
Much.
You're welcome. Okay. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. I went on much longer than I intended to, and I get the message. The message just kept coming in about do this, and the messages kept compounding themselves, and like. And the more clarity I got about this woman Nancy and what she was doing, the more the energy could see the pictures of, okay, well, she's doing this and it's going to work through the body and she's going to show people how that this energy that she's giving them is going to massage. I kept hearing the words massage the cells so that the cells can be healed and replicate healed cells. It's like replicating healed cells. This biology of the cell and how that the DNA in the cell is what actually replicates the cells, that what you're doing is affecting the DNA within the cell to replicate itself in a healed manner. Oh, that's pretty cool stuff, huh? Yeah, amazing. So, who did I just not talk to? Okay, so 860, you got to talk to you. So we're getting into a little scientific thing about cells and healing and all that sort of thing. But you got to believe it. You got to, you know, the psychic thing, you know. If you don't believe what a psychic's saying, if you don't have faith in the psychic and what their message is, you're just going to go, yeah, right, sure. And all we're doing is telling you what the universe is telling you is going to happen. And you just need to, yeah, that sounds good. I believe it. I can accept it. Yeah, because then you're manifesting it. And I'm a big manifesting person. Okay, let me take a call. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there.
This is Susan calling from Connecticut.
A beautiful, beautiful Connecticut. Fall. It's getting to be fall that time. Is it yet?
Oh, it's
fall?
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's not hot?
No, it's cool.
Oh,
and
man,
I am
so jealous of you right now.
Oh, it's gorgeous here.
I know. Well, you get winter soon.
Tonight
but
it gets cool, so you sleep good.
Oh, don't tell me about this stuff. Okay, you want to know what is in Los Angeles area, the temperature right now?
What I'm interested in is if you can tap into my past life in Atlantis and the quantum part of why I keep seeing 11-11. You there?
Yeah, 11-11, you know, that's a different, it's a significant number. And the word I keep getting is it's a bridge for you. It's a bridge. You're building a bridge to the future. You're building a bridge to the future. So it's reminding you to continue building the bridge to your future. You must be going somewhere in your life that you're not quite there yet, right?
Yeah. I've just been working on connecting and meditation.
Yeah.
And
you're building the bridge. So it's reminding you to continue to build that bridge, that you're getting
okay.
there. I don't know why I got the word building the bridge, but I got that really strong. So you want to pass ancient times, thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, right?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
When you were a seer, S-E-E-R, seer, okay? When you were a seer.
Okay.
When you were a seer, okay?
Go ahead, I'm going to let you continue.
Wait a minute. Let me finish this. Okay. Now, as a seer, what did you do? You were you received prophecy. You received prophecy.
But I keep getting the word. When I connect, they keep saying it's your prophecy. Okay. Got it.
Okay. We're on the same wavelength here, right? So you were seeing, and there were warning messages. Okay. You were not always well liked, because these were people had a tendency to get into more of materialistic, or let's say, kind of a non-spiritual lifestyle. If that could, you know, just kind of like wild and crazy lifestyle, okay,
mm-hmm.
where they put aside that aspect of their spirituality or why they were there and what they were supposed to do, and they're all about pleasure. So the warning was, stop this. Stop it. Stop it. You're ruining what we have going on here. Stop this.
You mean the warning back then?
Yeah, back then. Well, are you supposed to do the warning now, do you think?
Oh, no. I'm fine now.
Now, are you a prophet now?
Not that I'm aware of.
And why not?
Whenever I connect, it always says, we are here. And then it's just a wave. I don't actually hear it. It just kind of echoes in. And I say, something about your prophecy. So I had to actually go on Google. What does it prophecy mean? You know, I didn't understand it.
Prophecy, you're telling people about what's coming up in the future.
Oh, okay.
It could be a warning. It could be a blessing. But a prophecy is something that's coming up. It's like in the Bible, the prophecies of the whatever. Generally, the people think of the prophecy as a warning, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a warning. It could be a prophecy of things good to happen.
Yeah. It's to just, me, when I hear it, it's like it's saying this is your connection. Like it's
right.
It's you. It's your prophecy. It's like you should be doing this.
If you do it individually, you're right, because the prophecy for an individual is, this is your life path. This is where you're going.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what you were doing back then. You were telling, but more of a mass group of people, this is where you're going if you stay on this path.
And I get myself sitting in this dome room, and there's a chest of crystals. And if I take a crystal out, I would turn, the chair would spin, and there's like this circle of holes that the crystals would go into. I have no idea what it is.
The crystals are amplifiers. They amplify the energy. Okay?
It's almost like a holograph. I can see it, but I can't feel into it. I don't know what it was.
It amplifies energy. Okay, amplifies energy. Amplifies the receiving of the prophecies.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
It's like you can almost think it was a hologram, but it's like amplifying. Do you use crystals now?
No.
Get a quartz crystal.
Okay.
Get
I think
size.
I have a quartz.
Get a good size. And when you want to get into that place, that place of prophecy, if you want to use that word, or getting, hold the quartz crystal and it'll amplify the energy.
Okay.
See, way back when, in the 1920s and the 1930s, a lot of the early radios had quartz crystals in them to amplify the sound.
Isn't that something?
So,
that
get it.
So
use
neat.
It. Use them. Yeah, get a pillar, if you know what a pillar looks like. Looks like a pillar with a pointed edge.
Yeah. There's another wand.
Yeah.
Is it a wand,
yeah, wand
they're called?
But a crystal wand, yeah. Just get one of those.
Yeah.
And hold it.
Okay.
When you're trying to connect. It'll amplify the energy coming for you. Got it?
Cool.
Go for it.
Thank you. And I really enjoyed your reading to the last person.
And you're going to do some writing about it, too.
That was really neat.
Thank you. You take care.
You too.
Okay? Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we've kind of used a half of a show or more than that. We're having fun. I got another caller. Yes. Have a caller. 239 area code. Somebody else left. I knew who that was, but they left. Oh. Okay. Never mind. It's fine. Okay. So let me take a call. Hello? Hello? Wait a minute. You're not there.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hi, George. This is Lana. I was just listening to your show.
Okay, you can listen. Okay, let me. You know, stop for a moment, because you gotta let me continue on here, because there's a grandfather image coming in for you, a grandfather type image. I think it is a grandfather. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? So let's see what this grandfather, maternal grandfather, not paternal. Okay.
Okay.
And that side of the family. Okay, let me tap in to what this stately gentleman. I don't know if you knew him as stately gentleman has to say.
Yes.
Something about it's really vague and it's really hard. I don't know why I'm not getting this very strong, but it's about keeping on the path, and I think he really is referring to relationships. How's the relationship going? You were dating somebody, right?
Not really.
Okay, so I think what he really is trying to tell you, because I knew it was, I got a feeling it wasn't about one, it didn't feel like it was about a person specifically, but about relationships. But it's basically he's saying to you, keep on the path, keep on the path. That there will be somebody. It's like they're showing me a road, and you're on the road, and you're walking down the path, right? And that there's somebody's going to be shoved in front of you in the not-too-distant future. That your ancestors are lining up somebody to be thrown in front of you in the not-too-distant future. So pay attention. Don't get off the road yet. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged about love, okay? Because I really feel that somebody's going to be and I won't give you a time frame, because you just have to stay attentive to the idea that – where to go and what to do, but it's going to be thrown in front of you. Love is going to be thrown in front of you. It just feels like that this person is thrown right in front of you. You practically bump into him, and you can't avoid him, and he's coming into your life. Okay?
Okay.
So your grandfather's saying, stay on the path. It's happening. Don't get discouraged.
All right.
What? They really, I know you're going, get it, leave me alone. Don't talk to me about this anymore. But they're complimenting you that you're a really wonderful, lovely woman, and that you, don't settle or don't accept something that isn't up to your standards. Okay.
Okay.
Because you deserve better than what you've been looking at.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. Being a sense of character, a sense of values, a sense of who this person is. Okay.
Mhm.
You'll get it. They'll throw somebody in front of you, but don't get like, oh, I don't deserve this. No, you do. Okay.
All
got
right.
It?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Don't put yourself down.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well,
take care.
Take care. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Okay, that was fun. Yeah, I like these grandfathers and grandmothers and aunts and uncles that pop in. I wish I got names. They never give me names, and that's not fair. I used to get names every once in a while, but for some reason, I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to feel like the pressure of having to have a name, and if the name isn't completely accurate, I'm going, I messed up. Okay, what are we going to do? We're going to do an article on happiness. No. Wait a minute. So the article is net.com. Now you can call in if you want, and if you want to talk, and if you have anything you want to discuss, please do. But I'll just go through this and then I'll check back and see if you have something to talk about. And I will mention and I will give you the commercial. And I appreciate people who really do this for me and already. And if you can contribute to the show or if you want an extended reading. Now, the special that I have on my website is just meant as that for a few minutes, you know, because normally I charge a little bit more. I'm not as bad as some people. I mean, there are people out there that charge $200 an hour for readings, and I've never been able to justify that kind of expense. They must be, and I don't think I've ever, oh, I've known a couple people like that, and it's, yeah, just okay, but yeah. So, well, when I worked for a psychic line, they were charging about, almost that much. What's $240 a minute? Ooh, I didn't get it all. I wish I did, but I didn't. Okay. All the marketing expenses. Okay, let me do this article. So it's Happiness 6, Ways to Score It to Perfect 10. We keep looking for external sources to get a happy fix. And this life of up and down emotions is nothing but trite. But no one can remain happy all the time. That's true. Like me, I was in a really good place yesterday, feeling love, had love energy really flowing. Then I had that dream and I went, eh, eh. Unless they are in pharmaceuticals, no more pain. Yeah. Okay. The happiness drug of choice is being proactive, working out our inner messes, and letting things go. Okay. So let me get into the things that they mentioned on that, and we'll talk a little bit more. And we'll check back and see you guys. The first one, how to get there? Pure happiness. And I love this stuff because I preach this stuff, and people don't listen. They go, oh, yeah, all right, sure. Okay, have fun. Step off the treadmill of life. Take a deep breath and enjoy what you love. Oh, it's like painting, running, writing, anything that gives you pleasure. See, when I read the Abraham quote and then I read this and I thought, okay, align with things that feel good, that make you laugh, have fun. Align with things that are fun and give you pleasure is a great stress reliever. If not, spend time thinking of others and helping them to achieve their goals. Find things that feel good to do. And it's that old adage, turn your problems over to God, let them go, give God the steering wheel of your life, and go have some fun. And I think we spend most of our lives fighting that concept. No, that's not the right thing to do. You know, I got to go out and work hard and, you know, struggle through my problems, right? Letting go is the next one. Happiness begins with letting go of the offenses and shaking them off. Offenses will come 100 times a week, but take control of the thoughts and pollinate. Happiness is the art of never holding in your mind the memory of any unpleasant thing that has passed. Okay, they said that was a quote, but they didn't know the author. Life, there will be situations that won't let be able to manipulate. Pick your battles. You ever run into people that are just grumpy all the time? That, you know, they just get offended at the easiest thing. You know, I read some stuff about people and I go, oh, they're so easily offended. You know, you look at them wrong and they go, what are you doing? You know, let it go. Just let it go. Don't be so easily offended. Okay, so I've talked to everybody, I think. Okay, that's anybody else want to talk? Ooh, questions? Questions in the chat room today? No? Okay. So we'll keep going on. I only have a few more minutes, so we'll get a couple more of these done. This is kind of fun stuff. Happiness. I love happiness. Letting go. Letting go of all the little things that drive, that will just put you in a funk, so easily put you in a funk. Dealing with anger. Anger is the real enemy. No kidding. There is an emotional drain on the body and mind. Learning to deal with anger is a healthy way. It will pay dividends and keep you sane. Find an outlet like exercising, writing, or talking to a friend will help in the pent-up hurt. Yeah, anger management. If you got real issues with anger, you know, anger, then you should take an anger management class or read books on anger management or watch videos on anger management and learn what works for you. Now, meditation is a big deal, and it can help a lot. Learning to meditate when you're upset was that old idea of counting to 10, and some people need to count to 100. When they're angry, stepping back from the situation, knowing something will push your buttons, and stepping back from it. Oh, okay. I'm not gonna go there, right? Not gonna go there. Like the Dodgers got me mad today because they were just doing things, and I got a little upset at the Dodgers because I just thought they were being crazy with their lineup, and then they proved me wrong. So, stepping back, you know, like, okay, I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to get so involved. Okay, goodbye is the next one. Sometimes you need to distance yourself from people that are toxic. No kidding, right? Toxic, bitter, or negative all the time. This zaps joy, hope, and happiness in the long run. Hang out with people who lift you up, and it is mutually beneficial. Isn't it feel like really frustrating to be around people who are just like bitter and negative all the time, and the glass is always half empty, and this is going to do that, and this is going to happen, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, I won't get into people I know like that, because I'll leave it alone. I'm just going to leave that one alone. But yes, stop hanging on with those people. It's not easy sometimes, because they can be family members, and it's like family members, oh no, you know, how do you divorce? Just be positive around them. You know, just keep it light. Keep it humorous. Don't take them seriously. Don't take their rants on all the negativity seriously. Make a joke out of it. Ooh, that's tough sometimes. And they'll leave you alone. If you don't take them seriously, they'll leave you alone because you're not buying into their negativity. Okay, next one is my decision. Recognize that you make the decision to be happy, not the world. Make a decision. Dream, throw away any disappointment. So you have choices is basically what this is saying. 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you don't do than by the ones that you did do. So throw off the bowlines, sail away from the safer harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover. That was Twain. So 20 years from now, so basically is make choices to feel good. Make choices, make a decision to feel good, to be happy. You know, it's a choice every minute. And I know that's sometimes hard because our whole turtle being is saying, I want to be miserable. But you still have a choice. And you can make a choice and ask the universe, ask God, I want to feel good. I want to be happy. Help me to do that. I make the choice to be happy. Help me to get rid of whatever's holding me back, okay? Let me realize what's holding me back from being happy. So, any question? Okay, is that a question in the chat room? Oh, of course. You know, people ask me about relationships. In the universe, one. Now you're going, oh, no, it doesn't happen to me. But so that's just being in alignment. We've been talking about being in alignment, an emotional alignment with what you want. And so for you, it's, yeah, just being in an emotional alignment with what a loving relationship means to you. Figure out what that is and be in alignment with it. What does a loving relationship look like to you? What does that person look like to you? Not physically, but emotionally and everything else. And be in alignment with that. Be that which you want from someone else. You know, if you're toxic, you're going to attract toxic. But if running out of time. So, are you on the right path with schooling? That's a yes or no question. Yes. But you'll modify the program in a year or two. You'll modify direction slightly, is what I hear. So, a little bit further down the road, yeah, you'll change it. But yes. It feels like there's some modifying coming up for that. So, we're down to about a minute left. Thank you guys for coming in, talking to me. And the last one is smile. Just smile. Learn to smile more. Get off the frowny face and put on a smile. Learn to find time just to smile. Practice in the mirror smiling. In the morning, smile and hold that smile. Always. All the time. Okay. Just smile. You know, and people say, well, that's crazy. Not enough. You want to be happy. You know, they say that you can't be depressed and smiling at the same time. So if you don't want to be depressed and you don't want to be negative, just smile. Try to smiling. Find something that's funny. Look in the mirror and just put a smile on and hold it for a while. You'll feel better. Try it right now. Go to the mirror, look in the mirror, and smile. And hold that smile. And you you will feel better. Okay, so thank you for listening. Love you guys. We will talk soon. I will be back tomorrow. I'm not idea what we're going to talk about. Probably a little bit wide open on Fridays. Thank you. Bye.